Since pumpkin spice season has officially started, here are some books that I think you need to read this fall, aka some of my favorite cozy fall vibe books. Two of these are more so authors than books in general, but starting off, we have Miss Holly Jackson. If as a child you were obsessed with Goosebumps like I was, I feel like Holly Jackson just gives me that same kind of like feeling again, even though it's not necessarily like supernatural in the same way that Goosebumps was. Holly Jackson writes YA thriller kind of books, and every single time I eat them up, they're so good. Her main series, it's also a TV show, is A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. Highly recommend. I don't really have much else to say. It's great. You should read it. If you love true crime, that one you'll definitely enjoy, and you'll also love The Reappearance of Rachel Price. Fall is definitely my favorite season to read in because I love thrillers and I love true crime, but I also love a cozy fantasy book. So here are three of my favorites. Specifically fall vibes, because not all fantasy books have fall vibes. Number one, I found this one on like a random table at Barnes & Noble and I actually ended up really loving it. It's A Door in the Dark. This is a YA book, but it was really twisty, turny, fun. Definitely could read this by like a fireplace with a candle lit. I feel like you can tell just based off the covers, but the magic system in this book is really cool. And honestly, it was kind of creepy. I got fuzz on my shirt. I'm realizing that all three of these kind of have cool magic systems, but next we have Heartless Hunter. This book has a bit more of a romance plot than the other one does, with like a hunter versus hunted storyline going on, and it's really fun. Next we have One Dark Window by Rachel Gillig. This is just a really well-written book. It's just like, it's that good. It's really good. There's two books in it. I ate up both of them. They're so fun. They're so intriguing and interesting, and also has a romance subplot. And just by the cover, you can tell that this is a fall fantasy book. I think this one is specifically like an October fantasy read, but that's Carval by Stephanie Garber. I just think that this one has really good like Halloween vibes. I read it in like March, but do you think that this would be a good one to read in October? Finishing off with some more thrillers, we have The Natural series by Jennifer Lynn Barnes. This is one of my favorite series of all time. It's so good. If you like Criminal Minds, this is essentially YA Criminal Minds. It's centered around like a found family friend group. It's so good. The entire series is so good. And just because it's kind of like that like Criminal Minds vibe, I feel like it's a fall read. And to finish this video off with another author, we have literally any of Freda McFadden's books. Do I think that these are like the most complex storylines of all time? Like, do the plot twists literally have me like on the floor like, I'm sorry, what? Not necessarily, but they're fun, quick, easy thrillers that I literally fly through every time I pick up one of her books, finish the entire thing in one sitting. It's just what happens. So if you need like a quick palate cleanser thriller, then I definitely recommend one of her books. These are some of the ones that I've read. Bye.